أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Ta'ala's punishment can be very severe also, and when a person, if Allah Ta'ala takes a person to task, that person wouldn't know whether he's coming or going. And Allah's punishment is usually for the akhirat, but at times Allah gives his punishment in this world also, as we have seen with the mighty nations of Ad and Thamud, what severe punishments Allah had given them in this very world also. So a person should always fear the punishment of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And that is the full right of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, that Allah, who is the one who feeds us, who looks after us, who gave us our existence, we totally belong to Allah Ta'ala and we are totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala. And we yet to disobey Allah Ta'ala, it is His full right that He punishes us as well. But it is the great mercy of Allah that Allah usually gives lot of time for a person to make tawbah, to correct his way of life. And in this way Allah sends reminders also, which we take many times as punishments also, but they are reminders from Allah Ta'ala that we must correct ourselves. And that is also the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah further explains about the qualities of Allah Ta'ala and how we have to accept Allah and know who Allah Ta'ala is. إِنَّهُ هُوَ يُبْدِعُ وَيُعِيدُ. بے شک وہی کرتا ہے پہلی مرتبہ اور دوسری. Undoubtedly, it is only Allah Ta'ala who does the first time and then the next time as well. With regard to this ayat, there are two main tafsirs of this ayat. The first one, that Allah Ta'ala does the first time, that is punishment in this world also. وَيُعِيدُ, and Allah will repeat the punishment of the akhirat also. That is, in Mudih al-Qur'an, this tafsir is given. And for such people, as it comes in the other places of the Qur'an Sharif, خَسِرَتِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, that their dunya is also destroyed and akhirat also. They got nothing of this dunya also and nothing of the akhirat as well. May Allah protect us all. That and even getting the things of this dunya, though it may seem that you lived a life of 60, 70 years and you enjoyed yourself, but it is absolutely nothing compared to akhirat. The main is the life of the akhirat. A person who becomes successful there, that is the real success. Even if a person had to go outward pain and difficulty, and there are people whose almost their whole lives they went through what was trauma, etc., but their iman was very much alive. And they passed away with that iman, with sincere, with tawbah, with no sin upon them. Then such people go and enjoy eternally there. On the other hand, if a person might have enjoyed his whole life here, but in the year after he has to suffer, that suffering is unimaginable. And if it has to be forever and ever, there are many, many people who will be punished by Allah Ta'ala, but then finally they will become out of Jahannam and be entered into Jannah. But those who are forever in the fire of Jahannam, it is unimaginable what their condition will be. So this is the opportunity Allah has given us, that we make it for our akhirat, and that is the object of our life here. The general and common the explanation and commentary of this ayat is that Allah is the one who created us the first time, and He will resurrect us, so to say, make us again the second time. That in this world it is only Allah, nobody else. Man did not come into existence in no other way but by the command of Allah and the qudrat of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala created man from nothing, there were no raw materials also from where Allah created man. Allah is the creator of everything. So what is it difficult for Allah ta'ala to repeat it and to collect him again and bring him back into existence in the year after, and then give him his life in the year after according to what he lived in this world? That is nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala. The first starting point for us is we must have this full iman and yaqeen, especially in these days, and especially for our younger generation, who are exposed to various other things like Darwin's theory of evolution, etc. We have to have that full conviction, and our children also, that Allah is the sole creator and He is definitely going to bring us back to life in the year after. That must be an unwavering iman and yaqeen of ours. Then after that, a person tries and build his life accordingly. When he knows Allah alone has created me, my eyes, my brains, my heart, my liver, everything Allah alone has given it to me, and the favors of Allah Ta'ala. As we sit now, innumerable favors of Allah, some of them we know very little, just very, very scantily we know them. And the vast majority of Allah's favors, we don't even know and we cannot even think of them. For example, we are breathing in oxygen. What is this oxygen? And who made it is only Allah Ta'ala. And what is it? What does it comprise of? That also only Allah Ta'ala knows. We don't even know the details of it. We are sitting here, the lights are on. We are looking at one another. Who is the maker, the creator of this light? So wherever it comes from, man does a little bit, but it is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our eyes, that man has no share in there whatsoever. Without our eyes we can't see. So Allah is the one who created us the first time and brought us in this world. And we pass our lives, if we just have to think of the negative aspects of life, we'll wonder whether a person can survive for 1 second also. But yet we are carrying on. Normally we say that what will be the condition of our children 50 years from now. And our parents had the same worry about us, that we don't know what will be the condition of our children 50 years from now. And everyone is living, carrying on. And this is only by the Qudrat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Allah is there since ever, Allah is there forever. And so it will be in the Akhirat also. A real life, and that complete conviction must be in our heart that we are definitely going to be brought back to life. As soon as we go into the Qabr, we will be brought back to life again, and that life will carry on forever and ever. So Allah give us tawfiq to prepare in this life for the everlasting life of the Akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.